Hello.
Yes, hi there. Who am I speaking to?
Me. Who are you?
Who is me? This is James.
And who is James?
My name is James, and I'm trying to get a hold of one of the leaders of your community because I want to send him a link to something.
What link would that be?
It's a link about your Hutterite community that I'd like you to, the leader there, to take a look at and to lovingly test himself to it.
Because
we care for souls and we don't want people to be lost in sin and false ways, so we want to send a link of a testing. It has testimony of some ex-Hutterites, not from your group, but from a similar group that knows of your group, and the biblical gospel, and I want to send that link so that they can look at it and be tested. I already put it up on the internet, and I wanted you to be aware of it. Who am I speaking to?
I have heard of a link of that, but I have not followed it, because obviously there will be people who have their own ideas, and there's no point in trying to change their mind or anything like that.
Well, that's fine. It's biblical. It's biblical truth, and you can't change my mind about biblical truth, but perhaps you could change your mind about the sin and heresy and the cult ways you teach.
Okay, would you try to explain? I'm interested. What would that be?
Well, again, if you go to the testing, I've got it all documented and all laid out. And
if you have it laid out, then you can tell me.
Oh, I have it laid out clearly. Who are you, sir? What is your name? And I'd be happy to talk to you.
What is your name?
And I am making an audio recording as well, because it's always important to keep facts straight. So what is your name? And I'd be happy to go over it with you.
So you are recording this?
Of course.
Did you know that is illegal to do that?
Absolutely.
After the fact.
I just informed you. This is a recording.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Now, if you had been straight up, you would have told me the first time.
I'm telling you right now. I actually called to just get a contact info. I didn't call to talk to you. But if you want to talk, now I said, I'll be happy to talk to you if you want to give me your name. Why are you hiding in the dark? Why can't you give your name? My name is James Polinick from don'tperish.com. I'm a teacher, a street preacher, and I lift up Christ crucified. Who are you, sir?
Okay. The reason I'm not giving you my name is because you never give your opponent, if it is that, more ammunition than you already have.
Your name is ammunition?
No, I did not say that.
So why won't you give your name, sir? Are you hiding in the dark?
No, I am not. I believe I've already told you why. I do not give more information than I need to.
Really?
Because I really do not know who you are, what your intentions are. Really? Obviously, they seem to be, I'm wondering.
Well, my but intentions, my intentions are,
yes.
Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. And along with that, both in America and Canada, you're in America, I know a lot of Hutterites in Canada, there's a lot of false teachers. Hutterites would be one of them. And so the Bible also says, expose them publicly that are in sin. And it is good to judge the body, those that claim to be of Christ. 1 Corinthians 5 says judge. Matthew 18 says judge. 2 Thess 3 says judge. So this is about proclaiming the biblical gospel. And this is about calling people out of their sin when they run a cult-like environment and they teach that a religious body is the ark that saves you. That's absolute heresy that nowhere in the scriptures can it be found.
Sir, I do not believe that. So why are you saying that?
Well, that's a common Hutterite belief. So what is the gospel? What is the gospel to eternal life? Why don't you share that with me?
Sir, you are committing illogical fallacy.
What's the gospel to eternal life? Why don't you share that with me? Will you hide that too?
No, I won't hide that.
What is that, sir? What is that, sir?
If you use incorrect and illogical arguments.
No,
it's not illogical. Many Hutterites believe that the body, the colony, is the ark that saves you. If you're denying that, fine. I didn't say you believed it. I said many Hutterites believe that, and you take the Hutterite name. So if I had taken a Mormon name, I am guilty of a lot of Mormon sin because they do a lot of bad things. So why don't you share the gospel to eternal life with us?
Sir, the second statement you made is correct, that many Hutterites believe that. But your first statement was not correct.
I said, proclaiming that the Hutterite colony is an ark.
That's not what you said.
That is what I said. It's right on audio recording. That's why I ought to record.
No, that's why I record. Sorry.
So what is the gospel,
sorry,
sir?
I understand. That's why you record.
What is the gospel?
The gospel is three things. The entire gospel of the Lord is that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for our sins and was raised from the dead. That is the entire gospel, according to the Apostle Paul.
So that's the gospel good news. I absolutely agree with you that Christ came, fully man, fully God, shed his blood and rose again. How does a man apply that gospel to his life? Because even the demons know that's true and they won't find salvation. So how does a man apply the shed blood, the death, the burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? How does a man apply that to his life to then enter the kingdom of God and then find his way to eternal life because of what Christ has done?
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're really talking about things that really matter. The only way we can do that is through accepting Christ and believing in him as Christ is our Savior. There is no other way. And that means, as he has said, if you love me, you will follow my commandments. You will do as I ask you to do. And that does not mean that we get to pick and choose what those are. They're very clear as to what those are. And I recognize that, as you're saying, Hutterites tend to believe that if they live in a community, they're in the ark and therefore saved. But I don't think they understand what it really means.
Well, actually, let me correct you. Let me correct you. I know a young couple that left the Raymore colony, and he has firsthand eyewitness testimony. That's exactly what they teach you there. Now, maybe you don't say it in those words, but that's exactly, you can listen to his testimony. Just Google sometime, Raymore Hutterite Colony Exposed, and it comes up on the first page. My testing comes up. And you can hear his testimony. You can hear his testimony how that is what they teach. And I have a question. So by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we are supposed to obey him. What do we need to do first before we can even obey him? How do we enter the kingdom of God?
According to Jesus and the apostle, John the Baptist, you must believe, you must repent, and you must be baptized.
Okay, so now
baptism.
So now you put another. Yep. Now you put another word in there. I gotta agree with you on. So by the faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the perfect God-Man, we have to repent. You didn't say that the first time, but now you said it. And what is repentance, sir?
The repentance means to be truly sorry for your sins, what they are, whatever they are. They're Adamic sin, those that you inherited. And also any others that you may have done. And repentance is only any good if you do not repeat those sins.
Okay, so I would agree. So repentance is change your mind, change your ways.
In heart.
Yep, okay. So I got that. So by faith in this shed blood and death, burial, and resurrection, and by repentance, then what must happen per Scripture?
Be baptized. Baptism is an outwardly witness,
yep,
of your commitment,
right,
what you promise.
Yep. So I don't believe baptism is required for salvation, but it is a powerful symbol. I do teach it. I do encourage people to do it. It is obedience to do it. But what else must happen? Baptism is just a symbol. What else must happen?
Well, you tell me now.
You don't know?
Yes, I do, but I'm being led on here. So
no, you're not being led on. I'm asking if the Hutterites know what the biblical gospel is. The path to eternal life.
What are you referring to? Go out in the world and teach the gospel? Is that what you're referring to?
No. I'm asking, how does a man enter eternal life and a covenant, blood covenant with God?
I've already said that. Through his faith in Christ, it is only by grace that you shall be saved.
So I am going to help you here, because you're obviously lacking this. My Lord and Savior said in John 3:3, unless a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And before you say, yeah, that's true, you never mentioned it, sir.
Well, that is true, because there's so many things that I'm just be hit and miss here. Which one do you expect me to say? But let's go.
Hold on. When somebody asks a man who lives in a community that's supposed to be all about the kingdom of God, when someone asks a man how to find eternal life and you don't give him a complete path to it, it's like me giving you a map to drive to my house and I rip it in half and only hand you half the map. Will you ever get there, sir?
That's one way to put it.
Will you ever get there, sir?
Okay. Oh.
Here's the concern. In love, I see the Hutterites in general, and I see it in your body now. They lack the evidence of being born from above, and I see here their leadership. You're answering the phone. You must be something there. You're not clearly a teenage boy from the Hutterites. You must be something. You're answering the phone, though you won't even fess up who you are.
What is it you're trying to say?
You're lacking. You lack the new life. To know and understand Scripture. And so I want to finish the gospel. So since you couldn't finish it, let me finish it for you, because I care for your soul. So by faith in this perfect God-man, his shed blood, which is very important, the only love ever shown by God for the world is Christ on the stake. I call the cross the stake. He literally was hung on a stake. It's what the Greek word means. Cross means stake. But anyway, he rose again by faith. You must come by repentance. We covered that. I need to throw in there, repentance means changing your mind, changing your ways. You and I agreed on that. What that means is you got to be willing to put down your flesh. You got to be willing to come out of this worldly, wicked culture that I used to be part of, that I had to lose when I became born from above. And guess what else you got to get rid of, sir? I'll just call you sir because you won't give me your name. You have to come out of all man-made false religion. And that would be the Hutterites included. But let's keep going. Then Jesus said, you must be born from above. In Acts 5:32, it says that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who believe in him. Do you believe it says that?
Yes, of course.
It doesn't say that. It absolutely doesn't say that. It says God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. See, Satan believes in Jesus, but he doesn't get the Holy Spirit.
Well, in order to obey him, you have to believe him.
Well, there you go. But believing is only part of it. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, Acts 5:39. And so you'll be born. Let me finish the gospel. You'll be born from above. And then the fruit that you're born from above, we all have to learn. We all have to start somewhere. I used to be a worldly, wicked, carnal, evangelical man. I had to repent of all of that. And I had to change my ways in the Spirit and in the Word, all to his glory. I didn't do any of it. It was all a work of God. And the fruit that you're born from above is holiness and obedience to the Scriptures, to the Spirit, to the Word and his ways. And that means you must vet out and get rid of all false ways. We'll come back to that. And the last part of the gospel, I'm not sure where Hutterites stand on this. Some of you are Calvinistic. Some of you aren't. I admit, y'all have different flavors. You must endure to the end in that faith, in that repentance, striving in holiness and obedience. You must endure like an... Are you married, sir?
Yes,
okay.
Married.
You have to endure in your marriage, and so does your wife. So we have to endure. That's the biblical gospel and the path to eternal life. By faith, repentance, be born again. Holiness and obedience, they're kind of the same two mirror image of each other. And then you must endure. Now, that's the gospel. Now, here's my concern about Hutterites. Hutterites say they believe many of those components, but they don't do them. Do you know why? Let me give you an example. You don't obey the Scriptures. Paul says, he put down in Corinthians, the people arguing over, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas. You guys name yourself after a man. And I never met him personally, but I'm confident Jacob Hutter would come back and rebuke every one of you for naming yourself after a man when Christ alone is to be lifted up. As John the Baptist said in John 3:30, I must decrease so Christ can increase. Jacob Hutter did not want to increase and be called, have people following him called Hutterites. So Hutterites won't repent of those sins. They won't repent of pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that are all lies that God never ordained. So you don't practice repentance and you don't have the evidence of being born again with fruits of holiness and obedience. You keep false man-made religion that my Savior and Master said in Mark 7, you worship me in vain, teaching your man-made traditions. Go read it. The Hutterites worship God in vain, sir.
Sir, which community were you used to be a part of?
Excuse me?
You said you were a part of the Hutterite group.
Oh, no. I'm united to someone that used to be. He was part of the Raymore group.
Oh, I get you.
I came out of the world and evangelicalism. I've never been an Anabaptist. You know, it's an interesting thing. When I did become born from above, when I was brand new, dripping wet like a baby, I looked at the Anabaptists because from the outside, they look like they might have more going on. But you know what? Even as a dripping wet baby, I didn't even know the scriptures very well. The Holy Spirit convicted me and said, they're not teaching all truth. They're not walking in the truth. They don't proclaim Christ crucified consistently. They don't obey. They don't repent. They keep man-made traditions. I could never unite to Anabaptists.
Sir, why is this important to you?
Why is it important?
They're not going to answer for you, and you won't answer for them.
Yeah, why is it important to me? Why is it important to me? Because the Bible says, expose the works of evil and darkness. The Bible says
Why did you choose them? There's something going on here.
Oh, I didn't just choose you. One of your men from your warden group emailed me and started lying about my ministry, named Jed Gross. He's right on the testing. You want to go look it up?
No,
go look it up. It'll be when people search the Warden Colony, it'll come right up on Google, so everybody will know about it. You might want Jed knows all about it. Why don't you talk to Jed about it? He lied, and you know what? His wife was emailing me.
I have no idea what he said.
Yeah.
I do not know.
His wife was emailing me, rebuking me. Did you know women aren't supposed to rebuke men, or are you guys totally feminized? That's on the testing too.
Sir, I really don't know what you're about.
Well, you can check out that testing. And by the way, you need to know this, sir, because you won't give me your name. You need to know this. I don't just expose Anabaptists. I expose Roman Catholics, Mormons, Jehovah Witnesses. Every false way must be exposed. Do you know if you don't repent and leave your false ways, you're going to lose your soul, sir? No Hutterite. No Hutterite's going to be in heaven. Not one Hutterite will be in heaven lest they repent of their Hutterite ways. I'm doing this because I care for your soul, sir. I love you.
No, that's not why you're doing it.
Sure it is. I love you. I don't make a penny off my website. I'm not like you guys. You guys are getting rich growing potatoes and care more about money than you do the gospel. That's not me.
Sir.
I support myself and I preach the gospel. I love you. I love Jed Gross. We're going to expose more Hutterites because we love you and we want people on the internet to see the true gospel. You're void of the biblical gospel, sir.
That's very interesting.
You are. You're void of the biblical gospel. And so I care enough for your soul to tell the truth. You know, Paul said in Acts, I did not keep from preaching the whole counsel of God to you. I've preached the gospel to you and I've showed you the sin of your Hutterite way. And you know what? I went really long here because normally men that are too cowardly to give me their name, I don't go long with. Revelation 21:8 says, no fearful cowards will inherit the kingdom of God. You need to repent, sir. You're a fearful coward.
Sir, you have no good intentions.
I do. I just preach the gospel.
I simply have to take the position that you're not supposed to be in any conversation with anybody that's not fruitful.
Well, then I guess you should hang up.
Not fruitful.
I guess you should hang up because it was fruitful.
I preached the gospel.
And I exposed your religious body, and maybe that's where this conversation does need to end. I preached the gospel. I exposed your religious body. Do you have any defense for all your sins? Do you have any defense for all your sins?
Sir.
Do you have any defense for all your sins?
Sir. Let me explain something here. You've taken a lot of dirt and tried to throw it at the Hutterites. I'm not going to disagree at what some of the things are because it's true.
Will you repent of those things and stop them?
You cannot paint them with the same brush, all of them.
Will you repent of the warden colony sins? Will you repent of the warden colony sins? Will you stop calling yourself Hutterites, which is sinful? Will you repent of your warden colony sins? Will you repent of Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday? That's a lie. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday morning, can you, sir? Will you repent of your lies?
So, whichever way, you can take whatever you wish out of it. And I can take go turn it around and turn it go
this so you know this audio that will this audio so you and know and this audio will be on the testing of the warden community because you knew it was an audio and
where
you kept going
be?
So it will be on there
be?
It will
where
be on there
be?
Yep, the audio recording will be on that testing and everybody will see that you don't preach the biblical gospel, you wouldn't give your name like a coward, and you won't repent of the sins you admit you have,
sir. I think we're already making clear that everybody sins, okay?
You won't enter the kingdom of God unless you forsake your sin. No willful sinners enter the kingdom of God, Hebrews 10:26. No willful sin. You're in willful sin.
Do you realize that if you take that position, that the way you're saying it here and the position that you are taking specifically, that you're also condemning yourself?
No, I don't live in any willful sin.
Why are you doing this then?
Willful sin. That means sin you keep doing on purpose over and over, like naming yourself after a man, or preaching a false gospel, or being more worried about mammon than preaching the gospel to souls that are dying and going to hell. You folks care more about potatoes and millions of dollars than you do. I heard you're a really wealthy Hutterite community. Is that true, sir? Are you guys really, really wealthy?
What's the measure of that?
I don't know. You tell me, sir.
Okay.
Do you guys go out and preach the biblical gospel, or do you just grow potatoes and make more wealth?
Sir, I would suggest that if that's what you're saying you're doing, you should do that.
I am doing it. You're going to be exposed on the internet. I am doing it. This is edifying for other people to see. What I'm doing is exposing. Jesus said that men who love the truth, John 3:19-21, men who love the truth come into the light, but men who love darkness stay in the darkness because the light reproves them. My Lord and Savior is the light. I'm not the light. I don't have nothing. I just got his word. And so Hutterites like to stay in the dark. When will you repent of your naming yourself after a man? You know that's not scriptural. When will you repent of that? When will you repent of your false gospel? I guess what?
No.
I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to rebuke you and tell you, you wouldn't give me your name. You're a coward. You preached a false gospel. You have a whole bunch of Hutterite sin. I'm going to tell you, you must repent or you're going to lose your soul. You got my phone number. If you ever want to talk about the truth and repent and walk in the light, me and my brothers are here for you. Till then, that testing is there to tell the world about the warden colony and to expose Hutterites as a false cult. God has been glorified here. I'm going to go now. May God be praised.